Okay, so one way or another, I think we're going to have to finish Kuf Bei test today, whatever we cover. I'll try to just, I guess, do some brief highlights of what remains in the Siman, most of which is not very Lamaisa, although there are some more Lamaisa elements. The Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph has the Sugya of Kofetzes, which is sometimes called a Vest HaOnas, sometimes called the Vest HaKvitzos, where Kofetzes is an example the Gemara has of some other seemingly unrelated event that's associated with a re'iyah, and whether and under what circumstances that could create a vest. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, kafsa v'rasa, if a woman jumps in some abnormal way, and then she has a re'iyah, and that happens three times for that pattern, kavla vest. Where I ask, Lamai, what specifically are we talking about here? What kind of vest are you talking about? Ilei maliyamim ha kol yoma de la kafetz lo chazai ela kvitzas. So, if we're talking about a vest, liyamim, so then what's the association with kvitzas? Ela what a vest of kvitzas? Batanya kol shetik be'ena machmas anus. Our own us, I feel a kama pamim lo kabbalah vest. So we've got a right so that there is no such institution as a vest of onus. It can't be that we establish that if a woman sees blood after jumping, that every time she jumps, she has to treat that as a yom vest. So my love, lo kabbalah vest, lo kabbalah vest, liyam l'chudayu, l'kvitzas l'chudayu, avo kabbalah yamim l'vest, liyamim u'l'kvitzas. So maybe that's talking about a hybrid vest where there could be a kvias vest if there's a combination of yamim and kvitzas. And that's the Lishna Kama. Then there's a Lishna Basra. Amar Rav Huna, kasa rasa, kabbalah vest liyamim below the kvitzas. Only a vest liyamim. So what happens when all the dust settles here? When is the vest of onus? When is the vest of kvitzas potentially of concern? So, according to Rashi, Diramaskal Ela Lekvitzos, Kevan de Rasa Shalish Ba'amim Ayide Kvitza, Porgala Lurias Kvitza, Ubuchal Yom Shetikbos, Mechaskina La Beroa, Vibla Barka Temea, Vafilu Shar Yamos Shabbos. So Rashi says that there could be a vest l'kvitzos below yamim, that if a woman three times sees dam right after these kvitzos, then that could establish a vest l'kvitzos alone, even not l'yamim. So that even if the first three times that she saw dam after kvitzos were all on Tuesdays, or all on Hey Lachodesh, next time she has any kvitzos, she would treat that as the onus of vest, irrespective of what day of the month, what day of the week that happens on. So, further machlokas rishonim, does Rashi mean this limaskana or not? According to the Ran, it's only the Havamin. According to the Rashi, it's even limaskana. So that's the shita of the Baal HaMaor in Os Yutess, Shaar Tikkun HaVestos, that in fact there is an institution of a vest of kvitzos lahalacha, irrespective of yamim. So if a woman has some kind of activity that is associated with a subsequent re'iyah, and that happens three times, then you could be kaveh, a vest ha'ones, a vest l'kvitzos, irrespective of any other factors that could go into her re'iyah. So that's Rashi, at least in the Havamina Gzimta, maybe the Maskana, that's the Baal HaMaor Lalacha, that there is an institution of a vest l'kvitzos independent of Yom. And the Ravid, Shaar Vestos, Gimel Os Kav Zayin, and Tosfos, and the Ramban Chidushim, and the Rashba, seems to be the position of Rov Rishonim, that when all the dust settles in the sugya, there's only the only vest ha'ones that is left standing is a vest morkav, a hybrid vest, liyamim ulekvitzas. That if a woman, if the only association is between kvitzos and a re'iyah, that can't create a vest. If the only association is between yamim, that has nothing to do with kvitzos. The only time that kvitzos are relevant is where it's more kav of yamis. If a woman three times in a row will see dam on hey lachodesh, or dam, let's say on a Sunday, which is, sorry, will be kofetzis on a Sunday, which is followed by a riyas dam. So the next Sunday on which she's kofetzis, she has to treat that as a vest ha'onis. Yeah.
Kula?
So we'll get there shortly. So that could be a kula. But that's a sub-machlokes. We'll get to in a moment whether that actually is a kula. But potentially, that could be a kula where that which otherwise would have been a vest liyamim or a vest achodesh now is only treated as such if it comes in combination with pizzas. So it could potentially be a kula. We'll see how that plays out in a moment.
Moment, how could be a kula?
If you say that, we only say the slchomer, not the kula. Meaning, if you have a vest, if you haven't established a vest liyamim, let's say, because it didn't happen in three consecutive rios, but there are three times where you have a riya associated, a riya on that day associated with the kvitsa. So maybe that could create a vest morkav lekvitzos, even if it didn't create a vest liyam. The Rambam writes in Perek Ches Halacha Hey, Yisur B'Yeches Hey, Kol Ves Shenikba Machmas Ones Afilu Rasbo Kama Pa'amim Eino Ves Shebimnea Ones Rasa. That if you would potentially be Kovei a Ves because of Ones, even if that happens multiple times, that alone is not enough to be koveya a vest. Kavsa virasa, kavsa virasa, kavala vest liyamim below kvitzas. If she's kavsa virasa, that could only establish a vest liyamim without kvitzas. Ketzad. So how does that play out? Kavsa v'echad b'shabas virasa. So women is kofetzas on a Sunday and sees that. Ulaachar esrim yom kafsa ve'echa b'shabas rasta. And then 20 days later, meaning 3 Sundays later, same thing happens. She's kafetzas and she sees that. Ulaachar tishasar kafsa ve'yom shabas lo rasta. And then 19 days later, she's kafetzas again, but that's not on a Sunday, it's on a Shabbos this time, and she doesn't see that. So the first two times she was kafetzas on a Sunday, so that. The third time she's kafetzis on a Shabbos and doesn't see dam. Ulaachar Shabbos ras below kvitza. And then she sees dam on Sunday, but she wasn't jumping on Sunday. Hare nikba echa b'Shabbos achar esrim. So in this case, you've created a ves kavua for every third Sunday. Or you call that a ves tavlaga maybe. Sharei noda shayom garam la liras lo kvitza. Because the first two times, the kvitza and the ri'ah coincided. The third time, there was a kvitza without a ri'ah. And then the day later, she had a ri'ah without a kvitza. So if you look at the whole timeline there, you ended up having three ri'ahs on Sundays. The first two of them coincided with the kvitza, the third didn't. But that should indicate that the kvitza wasn't really what was significant in causing the vest. It was the yom. In causing the riyah, it was the yom. For nikba yom zeh shlosh shabbamim v'chein kol kayotze b'zeh. So in that case, the Rambam, even though there were kvitzas the first two times, you ended up being kovei a vest liyamim below kvitzas. The Medrash Mishnah explains that that's the Rambam understood the two lashonos of the Gemara, pasuk l'chumrah. According to the second lashon, you could be kaveya of es liyamim below kvitzas.
What if that Shabbos
kvitza
had not taken place?
If the Shabbos kvitza hadn't taken place, then the kvitzas are definitely out of the. The chiddush is even if there was a kvitza on that third Shabbos, you might have associated that kvitza with the riyah that happens a day later. So we said that's not the case. As long as it's not on the same day, that's of no significance. If there was no kvitza on the third Shabbos, then the kvitzas are proven to be totally irrelevant. And you just have a vessel yamin. Even if there was a kvitza, but the kvitza wasn't on the same day as the third riyah, that only creates a vessel yamin, not a vessel kvitzas, according to the Rambam. And that's what the Ramban says in his halachos perek vav, halacha yud beis. That's a seer in the Rambam. Even without, as long as you didn't see, there was no kvitza on the third day, so you have a vessel yamin below kvitzas. However, haisa kvitza shlishi is b'shar yamin, v'rasa kavasa l'kvitzas. But you could have a vessel kvitzas irrespective of Yamim as well. That if she did see in a way that's associated with three kvitzos one after the other, then that could create a vest l'kvitzos. So the Ramban is machmir. You could have a vest l'yamim below kvitzos. You could have a vest l'kvitzos below Yamim. What do we say in Shulchan Aruch? Yeah.
Barry mentioned before when we recorded that the Ravid and the Balamore.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it said that the Ramban and the Rashba agreed the Ravid that
the Ramban of Chidushim, not the Ramban in Halachas.
Okay.
The Ramban of Chidushim says that the Ramban of Halachas is a different bottom line than the Ramban of Chidushim. Again, this kind of ethnic vitos, it doesn't really happen. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber writes in Sif Yud Zayin, Kol Ves Chenikba Machmas Ones Kegon Shekatzav Rasa Afilu Rasa Bo Kama Pamim. Even if that happens multiple times, Eino vest shemenea ones rasa. So that doesn't create a vest because there's no vest to ones alone. And that's essentially the Rambam that we just saw, that you could have a vest liyamin below kvitzos, but there's no vest of kvitzos below yamin. So anything that's only machmas ones without any other gorein doesn't create a vest, even if it happens three times, but that's not enough of a association to be koveya a vest. Kafsa v'rasa, kafsa v'rasa, kavel a vest liyamin below kvitzos. Ketzad, kafsa v'echa v'shabas, v'rasa dam, v'lacha kaf yom, kafsa v'echa v'shabas, v'rasa dam, v'lacha yitaz yom, kafsa yom v'shabas, lo rasa dam, Alach Shabbos Rasa Lo Kvitza. Hooray! Nikba Ach Echav Shabbos Acher Kav Shrei Noda Shiyam Garim Love Lo Kvitza. For Nikba Yom Zed Gibel Pami B'chein Kol Geosibos. That was exactly the example we saw in the Rambam. And the Shach just points out Sifkatan Memtes. Afilu below kvitza. So, in this seer where she sees on three Sundays, So then your koveya vest even below ksitza. Aval rashba batur pasku shetolin ri'as aleph b'shabes b'ksitza shel esmo. B'kava vest liyam aleph uleksitza avalo liyam lechudayis. The Shach points out that the Rashba in that same seer understood that even if the Re'iya is muflag a day from the third Kvitsa, the Kvitsa happens on Shabbos and the Re'iya is on Sunday, that's still enough of an association that we can connect the two. And then you only have a Vest Hamorkav miyamim u'mikvitsas. Kakasi Rav Magid, v'shem Haramban, that's Ramban Chidush, not in the Halachos. The Mestaber came in the Vest of Rabbanan, not Tina Lakula, meaning that if the Lakula is to say that you only create a vest if it's Morkav Biyamim Mukvitsas. But if you have a vest in this case, Liyamim below Kvitsos, that wouldn't create a vest. Meaning that if a woman the first two times sees Dam in association with Kvitsos on a specific day, so we don't know whether the Yom is a primary Goreim or the Kvitsa is a primary Goreim. So the next time she sees Dam, she sees Dam without a Kvitsa. So maybe I shouldn't be Kaveya that as a Vest Liyamim because the first two times is only a Yom that was together with the Kvitsa. So I don't have a pattern of three times where we saw Dam, the Yomim below Kvitsa. So that's the position of the Rashba, the Ravid, and sounds like Rov Rishonim, that the Kvitsa ends up being a Kula, that I can only be Kovei if I have both factors at play three times in a row. According to the Rambam, you have a Vest Liyamim below Kvitsas, that if you see the third time without a Kvitsa, so that indicates that it must be the Yom is Gorim and not the Kvitsa. According to the Ravid, according to the Rashba, according to the Ravid Chidushim, no, if I started out with two Re'iyos where I had a Yom and a Kvitsa, and the third time I have a Yom without a Kvitsa or a Kvitsa without a Yom, I'm not convey anything because I haven't established that either one of those factors necessarily is sufficient to cause the Re'iyah. So the Shach wonders why the Mechaber and the Ramah only endorse the Shita Sarambam and don't even present the opposing Shita in Rishonim that is ends up being Lakula. So again, according to the Mechaber, a Vest L'Kvitsas alone doesn't exist. A Vest, but you could create a Vest L'Yamin below Kvitsos even if the original couple of Re'iyos were a combination of Yamim and Kvitsos. The Ramah adds over here that you could have a Vest Sheino Kavua for a Vest Onus. He adds in Mikomakom Choshashis Lo Kamol Vest Sheino Kavua. So in that case where you have multiple Kvitsos that are followed by a Re'iya, that doesn't create a Vest Kavua, but it could create a Vest, She'eno Kavua. So the next time you have a Kvitsa, you would have to treat that as an Onus of Vest. And the Shach brings up the perhaps majority position of Rishonim that you only, and if you experience Kvitsos, so then that ends up giving you a Kula that in order to be Kaveh any Vest, it has to be with a combination of Kvitsos and Yamin. Okay, but again, this kind of Vest doesn't really happen in our day and age. Moving on, in Shulchan Aruch Tosif Yutes, we have the institution of a Vest Haguf. So the Mishnah tells us on Samakim of an Aleph, Kol isha sheyesh la vest dayashaita, the Eluhein Havestas Mifahekes. So the Mishnah has a list of Vestos. First one is Mifahekes. So Rashi, if you look at the Nimuki Agriv, or here it's printed with the Masoros HaShas, he quotes on the side from the Rush, which is what he presents as the meaning of Rashi's French word, to Adam Shiposhet Evarav, that it means stretching. Rashi in Shabbos has yawning. That's what Tosafot says over here. Dibur Maskil Mifahekes. And Rashi in Brachos Daf Kaftala Ben Aleph has that piyuk is no trikon for lefiv heikim, that he opened his mouth, i.e. a yawn. So mifahekes is either stretching or yawning. The Aruf says that it's burping. And the Rush in Siman Aleph, the second Siman Aleph here in the ninth parak, says Mar Amrachad, Mar Amrachad, Lo Pligi, whatever the meaning of mifahekes in Mishnah is, but all these are true, la halacha, yawning, burping, or stretching. Then Ma'ateshes. So the Ramban, Perek Vav, Halacha Ches, says Ma'ateshes means letting out gas. And that's the way it appears in Shulchan Aruch, as we'll see. The Shach of Katan Nun Gimel quotes Ramah Pesha Mishnah is that it means sneezing. And again, the post can say that they're both true Halacha, whatever the Kavana of Ma'ateshes is in the Mishnah. Then Choshesh has Bepikrisa, some kind of a stomach pain or stomach cramp. Shipule Me'eha, some kind of abdominal cramp. Shofas, the Gemara explains Shofas means that you start out with Dam Tahor and then the Dam Tahor leads to a flow of Dam Tameh. Bukamin, Smar, Moros, Ochsenosa. The Ramban says that's some kind of fever or fever-induced tremoring. So these are all examples the Mishnah has of a vest haguf, a physical event that we'll see in a few moments is viewed as symptomatic, as a symptom that's a precursor to a re'ia. Not that these physical manifestations cause a re'ia, but these physical manifestations are a precursor to an indication that there's an impending re'ia. So we'll flesh that out in a couple moments. The Gemara has these examples of the Mishnah has these examples of a vest haguf, and then the Gemara on Samakim Lamaveis has a few additional examples. Rashaha ve'ivareha kveidun aleha, some kind of headache or limb ache. Roseses, so Beis Yosef explains, means running a fever. Gosa, Rashi says is yawning, Tosa says is burping, whatever you didn't cover in the Mishnah. The Ravid says it's a feeling of need to vomit. And Rabbi Morgenstern points out that the Ram Pesher Mishnah is also adds in depression or some kind of dikaon as a vest haguf. So what is the nature of vest haguf as outlined here in the Mishnah, the Gemara, these various manifestations of physical kushot that indicate an impending re'ia? So the Rashba writes, on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Diva Maskel Amar Rav Huna, that's on the Kfitza Gemara that we started with today. So he writes that a vest aguf is different than a vest lekvitzos, or a vest lekvitzos, we're not going to accept the kvitzos alone as creating a vest. The Rashi writes, v'tayma, she'ein elu gormin levest she'yavo, el adarabba vest gorim lemikrim elu she'yavo. So it's not that a vest aguf causes the onset of the re'iyah, it's that the re'iyah causes the symptoms of the vest aguf. So as opposed to a vest ha'ones, the vest lekvitzos, where the theory would be that doing this kind of unnatural jumping or unnatural act precipitates a re'iyah sadam in a way that wouldn't be expected otherwise. Here, the vest aguf is a symptom of that which is an impending re'iyah anyway, meaning the body is ready to experience a re'iyah, and these are symptoms that are indicators that that re'iyah is pending. As he writes at Samuk Gimlam and Aleph as well, Diva Maskel Mas Nisan, and our Mishnah that we just saw, Kan Adarabba, Mikram Elu Einan Ba'in Ela Machmas Avest, Vavest, who should go Rim Lahan, Sheyavo, Kedarach HaMikram Abba Mitzad HaKholiyim. That is not that these manifestations, these physical manifestations, cause the Re'iyah, it's that the Re'iyah, or the impending Re'iyah, the vest that exists anyway, is causing these physical manifestations. Or the way the Rambam writes it in Perek Ches, Halacha Beis, the Kodem Sheyavo Adam Targish Ba'atzma. So before the onset of the Re'iyah, a woman could feel in her body Mifahekes, Mifateshes, Mifosheshes, Pikrisa, Mishipule Me'eha, the Yistamer Sa'aros, Bisara, O Yicham Bisara, Shalava Fever, Mifayotse, Bimoris, Elu, Viavo, La Vestos, Elu, O Echa Mehem Vishak, Vua La, Miyom Vesta. And she'll experience these symptoms at a set time of a Yom HaVest. The Magen Mishnah thinks that this line in the Rambam, the Avo La Vestos Elu O Echa Mehen Bisha Kvua La Miyom Vesta, sounds like it's limiting the significance of a Vesta Guf to a situation where it is combined with an existing Yom HaVest. Meaning, as opposed to the simple understanding of the Mishnah Gemara and the Rashba that we just saw a moment ago, the Rambam seems to be saying that there's no standalone, according to simple understanding of the Mishnah Gemara, the Rashba that we just quoted, the way a vest aguf would work is that if a woman typically has one of these sensations that is associated with the onset of re'iyah, then once she experiences those sensations, she becomes asur labayla, nidin prisha ba'onus avest. And the Rambam in this line, v'yavola vestos elu o echa mehen v'sha kvula v'yom vesta, Magmisha thinks he means to say that we only take the consideration of vesta guf if she experiences it at a time that she expects to see dam anyway, where it's morkav with an existing vest. What does that add to the existing vest? So maybe it adds an additional onus mukhala vest. Or maybe it creates some kind of the Magen Mishnah writes for Nafkamina, Sheyesh Limuda Liros Tekef Shaba Mikrahu, Vyesh Akersha. Litaris. All right. So Magen Mishnah says that this creates a nafkamina lataros where the, if not for an onus of that, if not for vesaguf, then if a woman is regila liros besof havest, so then any taros that she touches before the sof havest are tahoros. Once you have a vesaguf, so then if she has this physical sensation 3 hours before the sof havest, then any taros that she touches once she has that physical manifestation are going to be tameos. Right, so I, right, so the Magen Mishnah says, in a chanami, the only nafkamina is lataros. But then he acknowledges that if that's what the Rambam meant, it's ashitas yachri rishonim, and the other rishonim don't say that way, and we don't accept that lahalacha. But the way the Magen Mishnah understood the Rambam, right, the Rambam is saying this halacha is limited, or the chiddush of onus of vest haguv is limited to taros, because it doesn't add anything labail or fraprisha, because it's only relevant where there's already an existing onus of est that would offer the woman anyway. And we had seen Rav Moshe's tshuva previously, Yerodei Achel Gimel Simen Nun Aleph, where we discussed the effect of Ksamim on creating vestos. So there, Moshe suggested that if a woman has some spotting or staining or ksamim that precedes her re'ia, and that happens on a established consistent basis, so that even if we wouldn't view those ksamim as relevant for kfiyas aves, but it creates a vesta guf, so that if a woman sees that initial spotting, staining, samim, even in a way that would be subject to kulas samim, but where that's predictive of the onset of ria, you have to treat that as a vestaguf and treat her as subject to the din of prisha at that point. Now, this kind of a vestaguf, how far in advance of a ria does it become relevant? Or if a woman has some cramping or some other physical symptoms that precede a re'iyah but not immediately, so at what point do we view that as a vest haguf? Tosus writes, Dibur Maskel Ma'ateshes, the kulu hani vestos ari Shemifahekes om ateshes shah oshtayim be'ez sherigila lira. So we're talking about where she has these physical manifestations an hour or two prior to her re'ia. I'm sorry, no. Sorry. Mifahekes om ateshes, right. Shah oshtayim be'ez sherigila lira. Okay. But if she just is mifahekas and moteshes once, that doesn't concern us. Again, kuluhani vestas irish mifahekas o moteshes shah oshtayim for an hour or two. But if it's piyuk or itush chad, if it's a single piyuk or itush, that doesn't concern us. And lashon harash is kama pa'amim zachar zeh, that it happens kama pa'amim sometimes zeh achar zeh. Yeah.
Doesn't tell you like how much before
the ria. Right, that doesn't tell you how much before the ria yet. Correct. Again, Tosa says Shah Ushtayim before, as opposed to only once. The Rush says Kama Pa'amim. And the Lashon Lemechaber and Sif Yates, Yesh Kavas Ves Ayde Mikrim She Yar Begufa, Yon Shem Fahekes, Kadin Shaposhe Yisroosa Machmas Kovet, he stretches, Kadin Shemaseach Piv Machmas Kovet, he yawns, Kadosh Shemotzi called Derech Hagar, and he burps. famous Ateshes Derachmata, he releases gas, Achoshesh is Bikrisa, Shpuli Me'aha, Afsua Tsiri Kadachas, Oshirosh Rever Kvedimala, Chol Echa Me'elu, Im Ya'ara La Shlosha Pa'anim, Virasa, Kavala Vest. If this happens three times, that creates a Vest Kavua, the Vest Aguf. Shabachol Pam Shechoshesh is Me'amasir Lashamish. Umiyu. The piyago ito shel pam achas ain a vesnik, but if it only happens once, one piyago one itosh doesn't concern us. Ella kisha osa kain harbi pa'amim zacharzeh bim irula shloshe pa'amim shabachol pam osa kain harbi pa'amim hareza ves. So to be kovei a vesta guf, it has to be that it happens multiple times. This itosh or piyag is harbi pa'amim zacharzeh on three different occasions where it foreshadows, precipitates the Re'iya. Harbe pa'amim ze achar ze. Taras ha-shalam in Lamed Ches, dahainu shah oshtayim b'shah shiragil lira. So he quotes a lashon of Tosfos, sadly, you say that's what Tosis means, that an hour or two, Bishah Shiragila Liras. So the Shira Shevet Levi explains what he means to say is that the Itush or Piyuk is happening multiple times within that 2 hour window. Doesn't mean that it happens once or twice within a 2 hour window. But it's happening multiple times, and that's a harbe pa'amim that the Mechaber writes. Harbe pa'amim zachar zeh within a short window of time. The Aruch HaShulchan explains as follows in Os Nedalek. Vida shakavana b'chol elu lo al pam echad v'lo shnei pa'amim v'lo shlosha. Klomar, delo neshim fehekas amateshes esa pa'amim bayom choshin l'zeh. It's not just that she yawns, burps a few times during the day. Elo kishem fehekas harbi pa'amim bayom zeh v'rasadam. V'chein v'sateshes harbi pa'amim bayom zeh v'rasadam. V'yasas ha'gimel pa'amim gimel yamim v'flogim havavest. Shabachol Ace Chitarba Lafai Kol Atesh Tahosh the Vest. The Ilu Piyuk V'Itush Aza Pa'amim Zo Darkin Shabane Adam. If it's just occasional, so everyone occasionally will be Mefahik or Mis Atesh. So it has to be that it happens multiple times within a concentrated period, and that leads up to the Re'iya. So if a woman has repeated instances within a short amount of time of these Vestas Aguf that precipitates that leads into a Re'iya, that could create a Vest Aguf that is Kavua. And then that's basically what the Shach writes, the Katan and Tess, in Lokain, if it's not Harbi Pa'amim, ain't a Vest Nikba B'kach. He said, "Dar kololam ve'ein kan shino." It has to be something that is abnormal, that's reasonably associated with the impending re'ia. So, how far in advance of a re'ia would this association be created? The Rashba writes on Yudalev and Aleph in Torah Habayis, Parka Virasa Rosh Chodesh, Vishuv Pam Sheni Upam Shlishi, Parka Bekavtes Virasa Rosh Chodesh. So the first month, she has this Vesta Guf on the same day as the Re'iya, and the second and third month, she has the Vesta Guf on the day before the Re'iya. Harezeh that's considered a vest and work of. the piyuk emesh kagarin. That it was yesterday's piyuk that was significant, that was gorim. V'hadlo chazai kipaka emesh mishum da'asi lomata zimne. And the reason she didn't see yesterday was because it wasn't time for the ri'ah yet. But the fact that it's only a day off doesn't compromise the association between the Vesla Guf and the Riyah. So the Rashba says clearly that even if some months the Vesla Guf is on the same day as the Riyah, some months it's the day before the Riyah, but that's proximate enough to the Riyah that there's still a correlation between the Vesla Guf and the Riyah. And the Ra'ah writes, they're in the Badek Habayis, so if a woman has Re'iyah Rosh Chodesh 1 with a Piyuk, Rosh Chodesh 2 with a Piyuk, Rosh Chodesh 3 with no Piyuk at all, so then that indicates that the piyuk is not consequential to the re'iyah. And the Ra'ah says that's just like vest hakvitzas. I'm sorry, that's what he's quoting from the Rashba. That if the third time there's no piyuk at all, so then that indicates that there's no connection between the piyuk and the ri'iyah. Aval piyuka b'rosh chodesh v'rasa, v'chein b'rosh chodesh v'rasa, v'shlishi piyuka v'tisha v'esem bo, l'macha rasa b'rosh chodesh v'lo piyuk. That's the best morkav, piyuk to emesh kagarim, v'haydol chazayki piyuka mishim l'kasa l'matis in there. Fine. That's the Rashba that we just saw, that's the Ra'ah's quotation of the Rashba. Says the Ra'ah, v'ein anachun klap. Veroani dire chavirenu, she'ena kvitzas domin bedinan lipi hukik. Shakvitza goremes levest sheyavo. Vekaven shekain, efshar shakvitza shel yomze, garam levest sheyavo lamachar. So when it comes to kvitzas, so the nature of vesta kvitza, vesta ones, is the theory is that the kvitza is what's causing the re'iyah. So then you could have a situation where the kvitza precedes the ri'iyah by a day, but there's still a correlation between the kvitza and the ri'iyah because it's causing the ri'iyah. Aval piyuk ain okay. Ela vest goreim lepiyuk sheyava. The efshar levest ligrom biyasa piyuk yomecha kodin lochein. So there are, sounds like he's making a scientific medical statement that the nature of a vest aguf is that it's symptomatic of the impending re'iyah. And you don't have such a symptom that's muflag a day from the re'iyah. So if the piyuk is on kaftes and the re'iyah is on lamed, there's no association between the piyuk and the re'iyah, because if there was association, you'd expect to see it on the same ona as the re'iyah. And the Rashba counters back. The Rashba doesn't deny that difference between Vest Haguf and Vest Hakvitzas. I mean, we saw the Rashba and Chidushim said very clearly that there's a difference between Vest Hakvitzas and Vest Haguf, that the Vest Haguf is reflective of a symptom of the impending Re'iyah. It's not causing the impending Re'iyah. So the Rashba doesn't disagree with that point in the Ra'ah. He just disagreed with the application. So he said back in the Mishmar HaSavayis that what causes the piyuk is the buildup of, the way he presents it, the buildup of dam in the rechem, meaning the body's holding by having the endometrial lining beginning to shed and then cause the re'iyah. But that doesn't happen instantaneously. That builds up. So the symptom is experienced when the endometrial lining is about to shed, but that could happen the day before too. It's not all instantaneous. So the Rashba doesn't disagree with the Ra'ah's yesod that a Vesak Guf is fundamentally different than a Vesak Fee. So he disagrees in the application. So the fact that you have the Piyuk a day before doesn't disprove the association between the Piyuk and the Vesak Guf. So that's what the Rashba says. The Rashba disagrees. The Rashba says, even if you experience this Vesak Guf a day before, that's still associated with the Re'iyah, and you have to treat that as a Vest Guf. The Rabbi Morgenstern just points out on page 82 that it's not mefuresh anywhere that you could have a Vest Guf that's of consequence to us at a interval of more than a day prior to the Re'iyah. I mean, the Rashba tells you if it's Kaf Tes Lamed, that's called a Vest Guf. What if it's Kaf Tes Lamed? So Rabbi Morgenstern just points out, you don't find Mefurish and Mishonim anywhere such an example. But he says there is one other model that could be relevant to this. The first he says that halakha lemaisa, he quotes Kavastas and Chasam Sofer and Aruch HaShulchan, that we're not told a re'iyah on a piyuk that occurs more than one day before the re'iyah. But the remotion that we just saw, that we just quoted, assumes otherwise, because he assumes if you have this pre-re'iyah staining or tzamim, even if it's 2 or 3 days before, that could have the status of a Vest Guf. He quotes that from Rav Vosner as well. But he says Rav Yashiv and Nissen Karelitz were Mekel, they weren't Choshesh for Vest Guf if it was Muflag more than one day before the re'iyah. But, he quotes from Avil Yashiv, even though that's true in a technical sense, that if a woman has some kind of a Vest Guf that she'll begin to experience 2 days before the Re'iyah, but if you know that there's an association and you feel that the Re'iyah is pending, impending, so then a Chacham Eina Barosha, that often a woman does have pre-period cramping. So even if technically speaking, for whatever reason, that wouldn't be considered a Vest Guf, but still there's a Chacham Eino Barosho component. What he quotes from, or what Rav Vosner has in Shir HaShevet HaLevi, page Kuf Lamates, is that if a woman experiences pre-period cramping, then she should consider what the shortest hafloga is from the onset of that cramping until the re'iyah. Meaning, if a woman predictably begins to cramp 3 days before a re'iyah and never has less than 2 days of cramping before the re'iyah, so then if a woman will always cramp before a re'iyah, but sometimes it's 1 day of cramping, sometimes it's 3 days of cramping, 3 days of cramping, it'll never be less than 1 day of cramping. So once she starts cramping, she wouldn't treat that as a onus. She wouldn't treat that as a vesaguf until the second day. Did that make sense?
In the first day, she'd be shirkasabia.
The first day, she would be mutaris because there's always at least one full day of cramping before the onset of the riyah. So women should be sensitive to her patterns of cramping or whatever, any other vesaguf she has. And then if she can establish that there is a certain window during which she'll never have the riyah after that onset, so during that window she'd be mutaris, but she'd have to treat it as a vesaguf after the window expires. And Rav Yashiv is quoted as saying that let's say a woman will experience between 1 and 3 days of cramping prior to a riyah. But the only thing that's ever significant in establishing a vesaguf is what she experiences the day before the riyah. So anything 2 days before the riyah will never be of consequence. Even so, there still be a could be a chacham ein abrosho component there's the possibility of a impending riyah. Okay. So, Lamaisa, if a woman has some kind of pre-period vest haguf experience, so there's definitely a chachamein of rosho component in terms of, strictly speaking, what's considered the vest haguf. So then, Rav Vosner's model seems sensible, that whatever the shortest haflaga is between the onset of that experience and the riyah, you should be mapping to treat that as a vestagoth.
The day is associated with the day before all of them.
I'm sorry?
So the association of the day before when you come on the third reading, what if the first one is day before? Does that matter at all?
If the, you mean the first one is day before and the next two are the day of?
Yeah, or any combination.
Yeah, I think we would treat that the same way.
So then, do we care, like, on once you establish that vest, I guess you have to already, you have to be parish for 2 days, then that's the one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's move on to Sif Kaf Gimel. Sif Kaf Gimel is based on a comment of Magid Mishnah in Perek Ches Halacha Aleph. Kol elu avestos jenikbaim ayide mikra ein echad kaveyam kaveyor ela kol shepia kashalish ba'amim v'ras akav avest avalam pia kapam achas v'nis asha shep amim ein mistarfin. When it comes to establishing a vest haguf, so it has to be three instances of the same manifestation in order to be koveya of vestaguf. If I have one kind of vestaguf 1 month, another kind another month, you can't be misari of those to create a vest kavua. Okay. Then there is an institution that we learn about on Samuk Ilam Beis of a vest ayudei achila, that there could be some foods that are associated with the onset of a ri'iyah. So the Mishnah, the Gemara has maybe 10, 12 lines down. Achla shum virasa, achla b'tzalim virasa, kisa pilpim virasa. Says Tosfos, Achlo Shum Verasa, Hov Ayide Maisa Heim Eino Ves Gamor, Vilava Bukhal de Masnisen. So a vest of chila is not like a vest with kvitzos. She'ed ariya v'yidei torach ella memela. It doesn't come due to any exertion. It comes memela. Says the Me'iri, Gedolia doros machriyem v'neyem Lahafrish bain kvitzos v'domei and lachilas shum v'batzel. V'lomar, sheh kvitzos ein kovos el b'tziris mat. Kedas rishon, v'mnei shadam v'aydei kvitzel agamri. V'ein zagrama ela maisa gomor. V'masifim ba'od shu maisa gorim la aydei shinoi, k'mo shamarim v'tasefta, ezu ones, etc. So when it comes to vesta kvitzos, the majority position we showed him is that you're not kaveh a vest of kvitzos alone. It's only if it's morka miyamin. Aval chilas shum v'batzel she'ein adam ba'al yado legamri elishu goreim lavo v'chein she also saw midata ulatava saw ein za ones the kavala vest l'chol zman achilas and below our kavas yam kavuot. The Meiri says, explaining the Bali Tosfos, that when it comes to a vest, when it comes to a vest, ta'ones, so there's a longer disconnect between the ones, even if the ones is connected to the ria, it's not a clear, ready, logical association. However, when it comes to a vest, aide achila, so then there's a more direct causation, and it's something the woman is more conscious of. So then you can convey a vest of chilos independent of yamin. I'm sorry?
Independent of yamin?
Independent of yamin. That if a woman eats shum three times, and each time is followed by ri'iya, that could create a vest ayidei achila. So the Ramban, Perek Vav Halacha Yud Beis, Ramban assumes that you could have a vest ayidei achila below yamim, just like the Ramban assumes in Halacha that you could have a vest l'kvitzos below yamim. And the Ravid Rashi Meiri, they assume bottom line that just like there's no vest of kvitzos b'yamim, there's no vest of chilas b'yamim. So the Rabban on the one side and the Ravid Rashi Meiri on the other side, they both end up equating a vest ayidei achila to vest ayidei kvitzos in either direction. Whatever they say by vest ayidei kvitzos, they say by vest ayidei achila. And that's what the Gaon says in Sifkat Lamed Aleph. Those we showed them that don't quote this halacha vest achilas, they assume it's nechlau in kvitzos. But the Rama writes in Sif Kaf Gemal, Achla Shum Virasa, Achla Basel Virasa, Achla Pilpul and Virasa, Yesh Omim Shakavala Ves Liros Aide Kolachilas Dvarim Chamin. So he quotes today, Rash Mordechai, that does create a Ves Kavua Aide Achilas Dvarim Chamin, Yesh Omim Shakol Seshitir Aide Machal Dina Koshitir Aide Kvitzel, Yesh Omim, that no, it's no different than a Vest Ha'ones. V'yesh omrim, that it's like a vest haguf. Says the Torah Sashlam Mem Gimel, Roy Lachish Shadir Shneim Lahachmir, that you should be makar in both directions when it comes to a vest ayidei achila. Says the Rebbe Eger, the pshuto near the daka b'chi agavna came the rust of the gimel minim charifim. Avolam achal gimel panim shum kavarak l'shum. Fine. Okay. Now, last thing we'll talk about is kviyas vest ayidei hemshech re'iya. And this emerges from a Gemara on Lamites Amidates. The Gemara discusses whether women's kavas vest besochim meizivasa, besochim meinidusa. Rabbi Yochanan says, isha kavas la vest besochim meinidusa. What's the case? So the final iteration of the Gemara, a few lines in the bottom, the end of the perek, is Amar B'Yochanan, Tachin Amar B'Yochanan, Kigom, the Chazai Reish Yarcha. A woman sees Dam on Rosh Chodesh. Reish Yarcha. Then she sees Dam the next Rosh Chodesh. The Esen B'Chamisha B'Yarcha. Then she sees Dam on Kafei. Reish Yarcha. Then she sees Dam again in Rosh Chodesh. Dam Rina and Dam Yisei Hu Ditosu. We say, the Dam that she saw on Kafei is Dami Yaseirim, but that's really associated with the Re'iyah on the third Rosh Chodesh. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Amar Lei, Lo Hachi Amar Yochanan Kigon De Chazia, Trei Zimni Beresh Yarcho, Pam Shlish is Bekafei, Revi is Rosh Chodesh. So she sees Aleph, Aleph, Kafei, Aleph. Dabba Lei, Hach Re'yasa Basraisa, She Shlish is Lere'iyah Shal Rosh Chodesh, Besoch Yemeni Dusa Mamish. So the third Rosh Chodesh Re'iyah is Bimei Nidusa, because she saw Dama Cafe, and now she sees Dama Aleph, that's Besoch Yimei Nidusa from Cafe. She need to be on Cafe. Umishem Hachi, Kari Lahu Tok Yimei Nidusa, the Hanidahi. The time of my Havikvias, Orcha Bahachi, Shenifdach Mayana, Bishem the Amar Hach Re'iyah the Rosh Chodesh Re'iyah Vastahi, Vayom Zmana, So the Gemara says, the way Rashi explains, that if a woman sees an Aleph, Aleph, Kafei, Aleph, she establishes a Vest, a Chodesh, Kavula, Aleph. I, the third time she started seeing on Daf Kafei, that's Dami Yaseirim. Really, the Iker Re'iyah is on Aleph. And she just started seeing Dam early on Kafei. That's Nimshach into Aleph. But that still creates a Vest, Kavua, for Aleph. Lashon, yeah.
Where
Lama Tesla invades the end of the fourth parak. The last lines in the fourth parak. Says the Rashman Taras Abayas. What does that mean? W Saving the Tosuba. Rashi says the same thing in Yud Aleph and Aleph. The Rashman is a little bit more direct. Klomar, Meirov Kibitz Adamim Shenasuba. Because of the buildup of Dam, Maharu Dame Alaba. So the Dam was quick to come out. The Shafu Biyom Cafe, and it came out, it flowed out on Cafe. Avamasha Chazavarasa Rosh Chodesh Ikariyah, but the Ikariyah is on Rosh Chodesh. W Sarim, there's a buildup, she starts seeing Dam early, but the Ikariyah is on Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara says, in this case, you could be Koveya. Rosh Vest Chachodesh Aleph Aleph Aleph. Even though the third time she saw Dam beginning on Kaf Hey. So the Ravid in Shar Tikkun Avestos Siman Beis Os Gimel has two deos. In this case, where she sees Aleph Aleph Kaf Hey Aleph. So do we treat Kaf Hey also as a Yom Vest? Meaning, do we treat both Kafe and Aleph as a Yom Vest? Or we totally ignore Kafe? Doesn't mean we're machmir to treat both Kafe and Aleph as a Yom Vest? Or does W say or mean that we totally ignore Kafe?
What's the nun?
Nafkamina would be, so now do I still treat cafe? Am I still concerned about the lechumra? Am I only creating a vest, a chodesh kavua lechumra, kind of misafek, but I'm still choshesh, and maybe I wasn't kaveyed, and I'm choshesh for cafe also, relevant for cafe being a yom chodesh, and relevant for haflagos also. Is am I saying bevados that I'm kaveya a vest, a chodesh kavua, and I totally ignore cafe, or it's only kind of misafek, and I'm machin both directions, and then I have two parallel coexisting vestas?
I don't remember.
Like,
do we pass in
Vestas or Drabon? We generally say Vestas, Drabon. Huh?
So, why don't we do that?
So, maybe the Gemara means to say that we're kosher for both. But it doesn't, Vestas, Drabon doesn't mean that. Every time doesn't mean you can ever be machmir for two positions.
We're saying we'd be machmir for machmir because like a vest is sharing the book.
Correct.
So it would only be for the next month. I mean, for sure, like right. The ones after that one, we'd only be sending that out.
If it didn't replicate itself, right.
I mean, it's coaches for vest is sharing kavua, even when you have vest kavua. So why would
you're choshesh with the last vest kavua, but you wouldn't be choshesh if you establish Av as a vest kavua. So I wouldn't be choshesh for kafei.
I've got three for you.
Right. So this is two days in Ravid. The Ravid says mistaber lechumra. Ramban in halachos is machmir perakei halacha tesvav, and that's what the Torah writes in Sif Lamed Beis. Take a look at the Torah. Amim Shaisha Kavasla Ves Besoch Yame Ves. Peitzad. Rasa Gimel Pami Rosh Chodesh. I'm sorry, that's not what I want. Here it's in Lamed Aleph. I thought the Machon Yishalayim it's in Lamed Beis.
This one's in Lamed Beis.
I'm sorry?
This one is in Lamed Beis.
Yeah, the Machon Yishalayim? Yeah, okay. By that for technical, that's not where I at home. I have Machon Yishalayim. Good, okay. Yeah. So the Torah writes, just earlier. Rasa Bacha Bechodesh Bechamisha Bo Shutok Yemeni Dusa Luria Rishona Afila Naga Kain Shalash Bano Lokava Vesta Chamisha Bechodesh Ala Bacha Bechodesh Vechei Im Rasa Bacha Bechodesh Bechamisha Sarbo Lokava Vesta Chamisha Sar The Fisheri is Chamisha Sar Bechodesh Yvesok Yemezi Vasa Medvar Murim Sharasa Ria Rishona Mimayan Pasuach Yedifrishis Aval Im Rasa Samimayan Sasim Kagon Sherasa Shtei Pa'amim Barosh Chodesh. Upam HaShlishis Rasa B'Esim V'Chabisha B'Chodesh. U'Barosh Chodesh, that's our case in Lama Tess. Alpha Fisheria Shlishis Haisa Tokim Meini Dusa L'Ri'iyas Esim V'Chamisha B'Chodesh. Kovas Ves Barosh Chodesh. L'Fisha Shtei Riyas HaRishonas Hayu Mimayin Sasim. So the first Riyas are Mimayin Sasim, meaning that was the onset of the Ri'iyah Rosh Chodesh Rosh Chodesh. Riyas Esim V'Chamisha B'Chodesh. Dami Yaseim Nitosuba. And Kafe, we say, is Dami Yaseirim, but the Iker Re'iyah is on Rosh Chodesh. Umir Lava. The Choshesh is Nami. Liyama Kadima Shamavas Akari Kavas, but also Khoshesh for cafe, because maybe that's going to end up being a different Vas Kavua. So that's what the Torah says. Like the day of Machmira in the Ravid, that you have to be Khoshesh both for cafe and Lamed, even if you are Kaveya Lamed. Now, this halacha, the Torah has it. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote this, but the Nekuda Sakasef on the Taz of Katan Lamed does say that this is halacha, that you could have a Kviyas Ves, Ayidei Hemshech Re'iyah. Now, Rabbi Morgenstern discusses in a Nisbach beginning on page 124, he points out, there are conflicting mashmayos in Rishonim. This din of Kviyas Ves Ayahem Shechriya, where she saw an Aleph, and then Kafei leading into Aleph, that we're Kaveya of Ves Tachodesh of Aleph, does that apply? There are two possible scenarios here. You could have a Riyah straight, a flow that goes straight from Kafei to Aleph, that she starts the onset of the Riyah on Kafei, and she continues seeing Dam through Aleph. You could have a case where she saw on Kavav, then she stops, and then she sees Dam again on Aleph. So are both of those the same? When the Gemara, the way Rashi explained it, Alamates says you could have the Kviyas Vesta Chodesh Ayde Hemshech Re'iyah. Does that apply both in the scenario where she starts seeing on Kavav, then stops, and then picks up again on Aleph, and in the scenario where she sees straight? Or would you distinguish? So the way Rabbi Morgenstern presents it is that there are mashmayos in Rishonim that it applies where you have a Riyan Cafe, then you stop at another Riyan Aleph. And he thinks it should be a Kol Shekein. If there you're Kaveya Aleph, and there we call that Kaveya Tosefes Damim, even though you stop between Kaveya and Aleph and then start it again. So Rabbi Morgenstern thinks that's a Kol Shekein, that if you the Re'iyah goes straight, that you say it's Hemshech Damim, Damim Nosafim. That if it's a straight flow, then there's more reason to say it's Damim Nosafim. So Rabbi Morgenstern thinks that's correct, lahalacha, that in both cases, both if there's a break and you pick up again, or if there's a straight flow, this then applies that you could have a kviyas ves ayidei hemshech re'iyah. And he quotes the crazy place he says like that. He quotes Rav Vosner saying that way. He quotes Rav Nissen Karelitz, and he quotes Rav Yashin. So if that's correct, then the whole assumption that we made the last, since we began talking about Vestos, that you cannot never have a Vest Kavu anymore. So that's much less compelling, because it's a lot more likely that a woman could have a Rian Aleph and then an Aleph and then a Kavzayan that flows through Aleph. It's rare for a woman to have a Rian the same Ona Aleph, Aleph, Aleph. It's less rare. You could have Aleph, Aleph, and Kavzayin, and that flow of Kavzayin continues to Aleph. So Rabbi Morgenstern thinks, Lalacha, that in that case, you've established a Vest HaChodesh. I asked Rabbi Willig how often this came up, or how many shilas he got about a Kviyas Ves Ayidei Hemshech Re'iyah, and he said he doesn't think he ever got a shaila about this. So if Rav Yashiv in this citation, if Rabbi Morkus is correct, this should be happening. So Rabbi Willig said it goes against the yisod of you go with the flow, because here you can be Kaveya Vest even at the end of the flow. But I saw Rabbi Karp disagrees, And he quotes Rav Yashiv as disagreeing with how Rabbi Morgenstern quotes Rav Yashiv. So he says that no, this din of Kviyas Ves Ayde Hemshech Re'iya only applies if there's a break. If you saw Dam and Kafei, Kavav, and there's a break, and then you see Dam again on Aleph, so then you can say that the Riyan Kafei was an abnormality. It was Damim Yiserim, Damim Dosafim, but the real Riyan is an Aleph. But if it's a straight flow, so then the Yom HaVeth, the record, should be the beginning of that flow. And that's how he grows over Yashiv. So that's the case. So then it's much less likely to have a Kviyas Vest Ayidei Hemshech Riya.
Is there a limit to how many of these before we would still call this store up of blood? We need, let's say, 1, 1, 2, and then 1. So you're less likely to say it's a store up of blood. Obviously, it wouldn't be a continuous store, probably, but it would be a break. But you wouldn't say that stored up blood on the second day and then again on the first.
So Rabbi Karp assumes that it's considered to be a break that you would invoke this din of Kviyas Ves Ayin Hemshech Riyah if there's a full day where there's no Riyah. So if you see in Kafei Kavav, then there's nothing in Kozayin. Then again, any time before Aleph. So then that's the situation in which you could be Kaveya a Vest HaChodesh. If you see Daman every day, even if it's not a continuous flow, so then you're not going to be Kaveya Vest HaChodesh. Rabbi Morgenstern would say, regardless of how consistent the flow is or not, if there's Dam and Kafei and there's Dam and Aleph, there's enough of a connection between Kafei and Aleph that we say anything before Aleph is Dam and Nosafim, and you be Kafei of Vesta Chodesh on Aleph.
Right, but is it 20? I assume 25 or the 25th day, that third Re'iyah,
right?
Daska. It could be the 26th day. Again, usually that day break, but let's say it was the 14th day of the month, not the 25th or the second day of the month.
Right, so where do you draw the line?
Because if you're saying it's all based on stored up blood, if that's what the Rishonim are saying.
Right. So it's hard to say. It's hard to say it'd be Dam and Yisofim if it's more than the general range that you'd have a normal Riyah over. So, you know, normal Riyah would be a 5-day range. So maybe more than that would be less reasonable. Not sure.
Doesn't it have to be like within the Meinida? Because I thought they were saying that since the Riyah on Aleph was like during the Meinida.
So that means in practice it may need it, right? Meaning she started seeing Dam and Kafei, now she sees more Dam during the time that she in practice is still a Nida from Kafei.
Then I mean they wouldn't say it if it was like on some phase, but then you may need it would end before out.
Right, probably.
Mm-hmm. Also, what if the second one is also, let's say you didn't have the same Pascal on any of them, like you saw an Aleph. And the next thing sounds like Chafet, and it flowed through Aleph. And the next thing sounds like
so. This then only applies to the third Riyah. I mean, that's the seer in the Gemara. If the first two are Aleph, the third one goes into Aleph. But if the first is Aleph, the second one is Chafet, and the third one is Chafet, then this then doesn't apply to be Koveya the third time. So then that's where the Hemshech Riyah could be relevant. Okay, so with that, we conclude our Limud of Hilchos Nida, or whatever we accomplished. And tomorrow we start Avelis. So, Shem.
Ah, good to see you.